Blog Talk Radio.
I told myself I was okay with my moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis symptoms.
With my psoriatic arthritis symptoms. But just okay isn't okay.
And I was done settling.
If you still have symptoms after a TNF blocker like Humira or Enbrel, Rinvoq is different and may help. Rinvoq is a once-daily pill that can dramatically relieve RA and PSA symptoms, including fatigue for some. It can stop joint damage, and in PSA, can leave skin clear or almost clear.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, serious infections and blood clots, some fatal, cancers including lymphoma and skin cancer, death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred. People 50 and older with at least one heart disease risk factor have higher risks. Don't take if allergic to Rinvoq, as serious reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you are or may become pregnant.
Done settling?
Ask your rheumatologist for Rinvoq.
And take back what's yours.
Learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
just want to be more like you. I surrender all, make me more like you. You make all things new, your love pure and true. Nothing else will do, I'm in love with you. You are everything. Shabba, everything. Say, you are
this is a product of WBNN. This is Trenton Makes Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedium. Listen, you guys, I'm excited. You know, listen, anytime I get on to do this show, I'm always excited. It just always feels like the first time, or I don't know, I'm just always so grateful. Like, God is so good. Like, I just, like, I don't know, I just sometimes I sit back or whatever, and I just really, you know, think about the blessings, God, that he bestowed upon me. And I'm excited, you guys. I have my guest coming on in a little bit. We're talking about letting go of things that doesn't serve you anymore. It's so much stuff that we're going to talk about, you guys, so it's definitely going to be a part two. But I wanted to let y'all know first, before I even talk about my book that just came out last Sunday, I have to give all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, I am nothing. I am nothing, completely nothing. He literally breathes life into me. You get what I mean? So in order for me to do what I'm doing, I have to go back to the one that created me, the one that cared for me when I didn't care about myself, the one that loved me before I loved myself, the one that knew me before I knew myself. So if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, any of my listeners out there, please get a relationship with Jesus. He will be the best friend that you'll ever have. I thought about this one time, y'all. I was 30 years old, and I remember on my 30th birthday, I remember I was praying, I was turned up, and I remember just praying that God, that he would be there with me. And I had went through this real bad situation or whatever, just with friends and people that I knew. And when I look back, I could have lost my life a couple of times, and I realized even then God was with me. So when you hear me talk about God each and every time, like, I have to give honor to him, because it's just like he deserves all the honor and praise. He will not share his glory with anyone, and I love him. You get what I mean? I'm a work in progress, y'all. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes every day, but I'm just so grateful that God didn't forget about me, and I'm so grateful that he didn't give up on me. And he won't give up on you, you know. Tap in. So listen, you guys, I want to tell y'all about my book, Trauma Healed People Heal People. It's out on Amazon right now. Y'all can go to Amazon, type in Trauma Healed People Heal People, and the book will come up. I would love for you guys to go support it. It's my baby. I'm telling y'all, I'm a young man from the city of Trenton, from East Trenton. And the things that God is doing in my life, I never thought in a million years that I would be a published author. And just to have my book on Amazon, you know, somebody I was talking to yesterday, they were just telling me, like, I was like, I just want God to be proud of me. And she was like, I believe God is pleased, you know, is proud of you with this book. And it's going to bring a lot of freedom. And talking about heal people, you know, like, I want people to, when they read this book, I want people to heal. I want people to have hard conversations with their parents. I want people to break generational curses. I want people to take accountability. I want people to know who Jesus is. I want people to heal, you know, like, we've been hurt, we've been afflicted for so long, and now it's time to take that next step on being the best version of ourselves. So if you want to support, please, you guys, go on Amazon and, you know, get the book, Trauma Heal People, Heal People. For y'all that don't know, I have 2 seasons and a movie on YouTube. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. So I would love for you guys to check out that series on YouTube, Bitter and Broken Web Series. And follow me on all my social media platforms, Ricardo Richard, RICARDO, RICHRD. Instagram, the same thing. Yeah, so just, you know, just be on the lookout with everything. I'm really, really grateful, you know, for my guests. And like I said, we're talking about letting go of what doesn't serve you, right? So I remember when we were talking or whatever about coming up with a topic or whatever, and I remember just me and her, actually she gave me the topic. And I was just like, you know, letting go, because there are times in life, you guys, sometimes we have to let go of things, people, places, and things. Sometimes our comfort zone. Sometimes we have to prioritize some things. You get what I mean? Sometimes we have to refocus. Sometimes we have to create boundaries. Sometimes we have to have balance in our lives. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today on this show. I want to let anybody know, you know, out there to never give up on yourself. You know, when I look out, and I want to say this to y'all before I even go into that. There's a lot happening right now in the world. And even when I think about the situation where the war that's going on in Israel, and I don't know if you guys been, you know, seeing what's going on or whatever, but when I look out into the world and I see what's going on in Israel, I'm just like, listen, I just feel like the Bible is unfolding. And when a lot of times when things don't affect us personally, sometimes we just go on about our lives because it's not our family. And, you know, and I think within the news these last 3 years since the pandemic, there's been so much destruction. There's been so much stuff going on in the world. I think sometimes it makes us numb and desensitized. But I would love for all my listeners tonight, you know, whenever you get a chance, to take a moment and pray for the people in Israel. And also pray for us as the United States, because we just never know what this is about to turn into. You get what I mean? And it's really, really kind of scary. But those that have faith in Christ, you know, we already know this is the stuff that got to come to pass. And like I was saying before, if you don't have a relationship with God, now is the time. When I saw it how it talked about so many people had lost their lives, you know, and I like I say, it's sad. You know, I have a brother that's in the Air Force, you know. And I was just like, I thought about that, like if the United States go to war and stuff, like what could happen? So I just want us to, you know, pray for Israel, pray for the world, pray for each other. I was on my live the other day, y'all, and I was just talking about, like, we got to go back to praying. And I feel like as a teacher, I'm a teacher, y'all, a preschool teacher, and it's just so many times where it's just like, I want to, like, pray with my kids. Like some last year, like I ain't gonna lie, like I was like praying over the kids. You get what I'm saying? Like our school or whatever, our executive director, she doesn't believe in God at all. So our school doesn't really have anything to do with God. But like I was just like low key like praying for my kids. You get what I mean? And it's just like I look at the generation, you know, and I just see like every generation, it seems like it's getting worse. And it's just like, I feel like the world has abandoned God. You know, we've been so focused on money, you know, chasing the bag. And you get to say everything is about money and everything is about sex and everything is about self, you know. And it's just like, I feel like the world, we've idolized, you know, fortune and fame and you get what I'm saying, all of these things. And it's just like, we got to go back to the beginning, you get what I'm saying? And I remember it was a time back in the day where we prayed, you get what I mean? And it is just like, now it's no prayer, they taking prayer out of the schools, and it's just like, it's really, really unfortunate. So pray over your kids, pray over them, you know, when they're leaving home, pray for them, you get what I'm saying, throughout the day. Let's pray for each other, let's keep each other encouraged. I always talk about how important it is to check in with each other. I had read this book called Checking In by Michelle Williams, and it really, to me, was a life changer, because what I came to realize was, right, she wrote this book, and on the height of her career being a Destiny's Child, she was depressed. And one may say, like, how do a person become depressed or whatever, you get what I'm saying, when they have everything? But how many of us know that just having monetary things doesn't calls us inner happiness. So she was at the height of her career and realized that she was really depressed because there were things that was going on deep down on the inside of her that maybe she was masking and maybe that she wasn't necessarily dealing with. And sometimes a lot of us that still have childhood trauma, it shows up in our adult life in so many different ways. Some people might be workaholics. Some people be alcoholics. Some people, you know, cope with drugs. There's so many different things. But what it taught me was, and I want to give to my audience, check in. And this is something that I want to do more. Check in with your loved ones. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't always worry about, oh, this person, they check up on me. You get what I'm saying? Like, check in. When you feel it in your heart and you feel like you should reach out or you're thinking about somebody, call them, like, check up on them or whatever, because you just never know what somebody's going through. And I also realize that sometimes, like, we got to have grace with people, and sometimes people won't show up in a way that you may show up for them. But we have to also realize that everybody is not the same person. Create boundaries in your life. Don't let nobody play on you. Don't let nobody use you or mistreat you. But don't allow anybody in this world to stop you from being you and being the authentic you. So check in. Call, you know, text, call, you know, just to see how people are doing, because you never know, you know, how it may go, you know? You get what I'm saying? So I think that's really, really, really important about checking in. So I wanted to get into some of these things called How to Let Go of Past Hurt, is 8 Ways to Move On. I'm going to name a couple other things, and then you guys, we're going to try to go to a song, all right? So these are the top 8 ones, all right? So number 1 is question your comfort zone, all right? Number 2 is let it out, right? Number 3 is taking accountability. Number 4 is make space for the new. That is so important. Number 5 is prioritize yourself. Number 6 is focus on the lessons. Number 7 is accept what you can't change. And number 8 is seek help. You got to seek help. We all need accountability. None of us can do it all by ourselves. All right? So we're going to have a track up next by legend, Brother O.
Everybody clap it up like, Yeah!
Just like Jesus, when he turned the water into wine, I just want y'all to have a good time. Just like Jesus, when he turned the water into wine, I just want y'all to have a good time.
Hold up, y'all. Woo! Let me hit a hook.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, listen, I'm excited, super duper excited. So I have my friend, you get what I'm saying, one of my closest friends, Taj, on with me. Welcome, Taj.
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm really, really excited to have you on, and that's just talking about letting go of what doesn't serve me. You know, we and you had a conversation. Actually, we were sitting on the couch, and we were just coming up with ideas about, like, the next time we were going to come together and what we were going to talk about on the podcast. And I remember, you know, you were – I think you said something about letting go, and I was just like, all right, that would be dope. You know, that's something that we could still do. Letting go. Taj, why do you think, like, why do you think it's hard – okay, so with so many different things we could talk about letting go, but how about we just break some things down? Why do you think that it's hard? Let's do friends first, or relationships. Like, why do you think it's really hard for people to let go of relationships?
We're selfish individuals. Like, so by nature, we don't want to let go. Like, it's very hard. And then you go through different phases. You could be angry, sad. Like, it really comes in waves. So, like, I don't know. It's just so hard. And you try not to hold that grudge or create resentment. It's just hard.
It definitely really hard. I think it also depends on the individual. I think it all depends on, the person. Because what I come to realize is that some relationships might be easier to let go than others.
Right.
So I think it all depends on the person. And, I just think it all depends on the person and who that person may have meant to you or what they mean to you in your life. I think it's so crazy when just as people, sometimes we stay in relationships or friendships too long when we realize, like, that we know that these situations isn't serving us. So do you still feel like when you realize that something isn't working, why do you think we stay? Is it because we're selfish?
I feel like it's because it's familiar. We're used to it. We're comfortable. So, of course, it's going to be hard for us to let go or let it pass by. Like, we're comfortable. Why would you want to let go of something that you're comfortable with?
Right. And how do you know, like, when it's time to let go? Because, you know, sometimes when somebody do something to you, you're like, yeah, this is done. But
I think for me,
For
me, I know that I'm letting go or I'm detaching is when I feel like I'm no longer respected or I'm just unhappy when I see that person. They just give me a weird vibe. When I don't respect their wishes anymore, it may not necessarily be a mutual thing, but it's definitely a feeling.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, even if sometimes you may decide, like, in your mind, once you feel disrespected, you may just say, like, okay, or whatever, like, I'm deciding that I'm going to let this situation go, and then you might find yourself. It's so crazy because I was hearing somebody talk about, like, the dopamine in our brain.
That's a very familiar chemical.
Right, and I'm learning about this brain, you know what I mean? Well, a little bit. So it's just like I'm realizing, like, the dopamine, like, I don't know much about the dopamine, but I'm just wondering, like, something is maybe it's being stimulated in some way. You get what I mean? Where people feel like, I don't know, they're realizing something isn't good, but then it may feel good, and then their emotions is all over the place. But, caller, we got a caller, so we'll get back to it. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ricardo, it's Jerry Pacito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry.
So first I want to say I'm proud of you, kiddo. That's first and foremost. On your book, and I cannot wait for my autographed copy. So we got to get that ASAP together. We talked about all that heal people, and for you to do this, I am on cloud nine for you. So God's looking down, smiling like you have no idea. So keep praising him because you're right. He has never left your side, and I just wanted to say all that first. And I want to say hello to your beautiful guests. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. So I want to comment on your topic, letting go. So I'm a lot older than both of you probably put together. And what I want to say is this. As you get older, and I mean, you know, past 40, 45, into 50s, it's a lot easier to let go. Because at that point, you've been through so many ups and downs in your life that you know immediately when it's time. And I'm not talking about people who are being abused and can't get out of abuse. That's a different thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the average person. As you get older, you all know when it's time to let go. And our self-worth has to be way up there as you get older for that to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
So true. That's real. That's so true. And I realize that everybody process is different. You get what I mean? But
yes.
But you know when it, you know, depending on whatever the situation is, but when you know that it's unhealthy, and you know so many people do stay even in situations where it could possibly cost you your life. You get what I mean? So letting go is hard, but it's definitely necessary to grow.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's right, to grow. So congratulations, sweetie, on your book, and I'm so proud of you. So God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you so much for the title. You know, I got to give that to Jerry for giving me the Heal People. You know, I'm saying, so I wouldn't have that title without Jerry. So thank you so much, Jerry, for that. All right, you guys. So track next by international DJ legend, Dr. O.
New, everything new, everything new. New, everything new. I'm ready to go, ready for more. I'm ready for new, like a straight out the stove. You already know, I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to move, the old is new. I'm in Papa's new bag and it's still got the dirt, so you know that it's new.
Ready for new, like a straight out the stove. You pop a new bag and sing out the tender, you know that it's new. Sing out the tender, you know that it's new. You know that it's new. Oh, the stew, man, pop a new bag and sing out the tender, you know that it's new.
New like a beautiful day. New like my love for Chantel. New like the gifts I be giving my kids when they open them on Christmas Day.
All right, you guys, we are back. So listen, the next question, we're going to talk about letting go, like jobs and all the other stuff. But I wanted to say this one thing because I said it on my live today, and this is probably going off topic. I wanted to let somebody out there know that sometimes in life, right, because of our life circumstances, because of our trauma, because of our childhood trauma, because of things that has happened to us in our childhood, we know it affects our adulthood. I wanted to just say to anybody out there, sometimes based on the things that we've gone through in our lives, sometimes we take on people's identity or even things that we thought about ourselves, negative things, and we take those things on. And it's like we almost wear those things like as a costume. So we show up as this thing or this person. And I just want to let anybody know out there that, you know, speak good, not even good things, but godly things over your life. Like, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, guess what? I'm the head and not the tail. You get what I'm saying? I'm the lender and not the borrow. You get what I'm saying? Because your own mind, you get what I'm saying, will go against you. And that's why in the scripture it tells us in Romans 12:2 that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Because even when I think about who I am, I think about a lot of times that sometimes I take the identity of the old man and the person that I used to be. And I have to realize, being that I'm in this flesh, that I have to constantly renew my mind. That means I got to constantly be mindful of the things that I'm watching, even though I struggle a lot of times because I like ratchet reality TV. So I've been asking God, I'm like, God, help me stop watching this ratchet reality stuff. You get what I mean? Because I know that stuff, all of that stuff plays in your mind. You get what I mean? So focus on things that's focus on things above, you know, like God, you know, and not just above like the stars in the skies and stuff like that, but on godly things. And I just wanted to tell somebody out there, because you have so many people that are defined, or they allow their past to define who they are. So somebody, their mother or maybe a teacher or somebody told them X, Y, and Z, whatever that is, you ain't going to amount to nothing, or, you know, you ain't going to have nothing but kids, or you're not smart enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you're darker, or you're, you know, you could be a size smaller. And a lot of times people, I remember, you know, not to say too much, but I was talking to a coworker recently, and I was telling her about coming on to the podcast, and she was like, no, you know, and I'm like, look at her, like, why? And she's just like, yeah, because, you know, and then she brought up a childhood trauma. She talked about her mother was just always telling her, you know, if she was thinner. You get what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow, because when I work with this woman every day, she seems so confident in what she does. But the moment we talked about the whole podcast, the situation about her being seen, she went right back into being that little girl. So she took on the identity of the little girl. So it was almost like, I'm talking to this 40-year-old woman, and she went right back to being maybe that 5-year-old, 8-year-old girl when her mother said she needed to lose weight or whatever the situation is. So you don't have to take on your old identity. You don't have to take on the things that people say about you. You don't even have to take on your own negative thoughts that you think in your own mind. You get what I mean? You can choose to be better. You get what I mean? And focus on things that's godly. So question. I wanted to know, like, do you feel like it's, I wanted to talk about accountability, right? Because I feel like, because one of the things that we were talking about, how to let go of past hurts, 8 ways to move on, we talked about taking accountability. I realized that, and I'm starting to see that it is very hard for people to take accountability. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's very, very hard. Nobody wants to be a bad guy. And I was listening to this Instagram thing, and it was really funny. And she said that you got to understand that you're going to be a villain in somebody's made-up story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be the superhero in everybody's story. Like, it's somebody on the other side, you know, making you a villain in their story. Their story, right. Why do you feel like, and then she said, you know, it was funny, Tasha. She was like, you know, I'll be the villain in your story. She said, but you a whole clown in mine. So I thought that was funny. You get what I'm saying? Like, the villain, the clown. But I wanted to know, why don't people like to take accountability for the stuff that they did? Like, why is it easy for us just to point the finger? Because I realize when we don't take accountability, there's no way we can heal, you know, if it's everybody else's fault. So why don't we take accountability?
I don't know. I just feel like it's the ego. That all comes from the ego. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to own up to what they're doing. Like, let's be real now. Like, it's all about, like, personal perception. Like, everybody wants to be, like, that top dog in their story. So, yeah. But once you become real with yourself and you sit with those emotions, it'll come.
Yeah, for sure. Accountability is important. Also, seeking help. You get what I'm saying? What I realized that when we're talking about letting go, like I said, it's so much here. I got so many questions. But when I think about letting go, we're talking about people right now, right?
Right.
I realize that sometimes in order for you to let go, sometimes you need a village, right? Because letting go of someone, whether that's a relationship or a friendship or any type of situation, it could be your mother, it could be your father, your brother or sister. Letting go of situations that are no longer good for you, toxic situations, things that don't allow you to grow, it can be very difficult. And I think that when you are in the process of letting things go, it's also important to have, like, to seek out for help, like, you know, to ask for help. You get what I'm saying? To have your village come in and help you and to nurse you back to life. Because sometimes, like, you, and I know Jerry was just talking about it, you know, it's different when it comes down to, like, domestic stuff, because sometimes those things is hard to get out of. But even in those situations, like, you got to have people in your life that really love you, because sometimes when you're in those situations, you get so caught up in what your partner is telling you, and then now you're isolated from your family and friends. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, definitely want to make sure that you're seeking out for help and that you're holding yourself accountable, because those things are important. You know, I've known people that's been in domestic violence situations, and it's not easy letting go of people that you care about. And when we were talking about that dopamine, like, it's got to be something in the dopamine that tells this person that, like, I love this person. Even when a person isn't being good to you, even when a person is hurting you emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, like, is affecting your life, you know? And I heard Lauryn Hill say this, anything that's not growing is dead. So I feel like even as human beings, sometimes when we don't let go of certain people, places, and things, sometimes our growth could be stagnated.
Absolutely.
You get what I mean? So that's why it's important, you know, to have accountability, to seek help. I want to also ask, one of the things was accepting the change. Why do you think it's so hard for people to accept, like, a new normal? Like, because I think that some people might not want to accept the changes because this is all that they know. So why do you think, like, people might not want to accept it?
Because I feel like people are already in a routine. They're used to it. It's a familiar vibe to them. So why would you want to go outside of that when I'm already used to it? It just doesn't. I mean, it doesn't make logical sense, but once you step outside of it and look at it from a bird's eye view, it's totally different.
I think it's also important, even in these situations when we're talking about letting go, like, I think it's also important to let go of your expectations. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said one thing to me that really stuck out to me is outgrowing people. People got to know when to let go to other people, because I feel like you told me, you was like, one day, you was like, Taj, you don't know if this person is taking up space for someone else. Literally,
yeah.
Like, you don't know. So just let them go. Let them be. And let them be free, and then see what else comes back to you.
I think that's so real because, you know, recently, you know, I recently had to take a step back from one of my best friends. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had to. You get what I'm saying? And we're taking baby steps. You get what I'm saying? But what I had to realize, like, at the end of the day, even though it may be harmful, sometimes you got to allow people to grow. Because I realized that in who I am, sometimes I feel like I could be probably an enabler. Most like, matter of fact, I can be an enabler.
Or matter of fact, you are.
Matter of fact, I am an enabler. It's hard to, and that's so crazy because sometimes I think I'm helping. You know what I mean? And when I probably.
But you can help so much that it hurts. It can hurt the individual, and you can't even see that because you're helping so much that they're getting used to it.
Right.
So what do you expect after that?
I think that's deep in its own, like, when you get to a point where you're like, dang, you're trying to help, and then to the point where then you become an enabler, then you become, you begin to hurt the people that you claim to help. So that's why when we talked about letting go, and now me and my best friend, we had a conversation, but like I said, still taking baby steps, realizing like letting go, it's okay. It's okay to choose yourself. No matter what the situation is, it's okay to say, you know what, like, I got to choose.
This is it for me. Yeah.
And I think one of the parts of not letting go also, we're talking about friends and family and loved ones. I think it also comes down to a lack of love, too. What am I going to do?
Or
like all of it. Because okay. It's just like, for me, a lot of times if you know you're in situations that don't serve you and people are not, it just doesn't serve you. And a lot of times we ain't really loving up on ourselves the way we need to love on ourselves, because when you really love on yourself the way you should, there's no way you're going to allow nobody to constantly treat you other than.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really begin to love yourself, like, for real, and that's the thing, like, I don't understand why, like, love isn't more promoted. You know, I'm not saying self-love is supposed to be the top thing, because we can also love ourselves too much where now we begin, it can become more like, it can become an idol where we so on this self-love where we don't want to help nobody. We begin to love ourselves more than we love God.
And we start self-sabotaging. Absolutely.
Exactly. Everything is about me. It's about me, and nobody can't get nothing from me. So I just think everything would balance, but I just... For those that's listening, like, you have to work on loving yourself. You get what I'm saying? Like, nobody is going to be able to do that for you. All right, you guys. So we got a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. O.
I walk by faith, not by sight.
PJ, walk with me.
I will not fear no evil, because I know who's in control. Hey, yo. Trouble all around me, I will not fret all because of whose hand I hold. Mm-hmm.
Your hand I hold.
I choose to trust you, cause it's in you I live, have my being, and I move. A lamp unto my feet and a light into my path as I walk by faith, not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight.
Everybody walk by faith.
Yeah.
come and go. Why in the world would I let them have control? And my heart is deceitful, wicked above all, who could even know? So I choose to trust you, in you I live, have my being, and I move.
All right, you guys, and we are back. So we were just talking about self-love, right? So one of the things that I wanted, I think we had a caller in queue, matter of fact. My fault. Caller two, who are you and where are you? Oh, okay, no callers. All right, cool. So we was talking about self-love. So, and why it's so important. So this is the next thing I wanted to ask you. So we're talking about some of the things, again, questioning your comfort zone, taking accountability, making spaces for the new, prioritize yourself, focus on the lesson. Oh, I like that one right there, focusing on the lesson. That is so crazy because it's just like what I realized that sometimes in life, people can find themselves in the same situations over and over and over. You get what I mean? Like, they right. can find themselves either being with the same person over and over, even if that means if it's a different person. You get what I'm saying? Like, even if that means the person is a completely different person, but you could be...
But it's the same situation.
Same situation. It just could be very similar. So I think when they say focus on the lesson, I think that's good too. And about prioritizing yourself. Why do you think, like, what is your steps? Like, what is your process like for, like, letting go? Is it letting go of friendships and relationships? Like, is it different in every situation?
For me, it fluctuates. Like, it's like grieving. I feel like it just comes in waves. It's no chronological order. But once I start feeling like I'm outgrowing you, or if I'm around you and my energy is drained, or I don't feel safe physically, emotionally, spiritually, there's more bad times than good. Like, I'm at that point, I'm detaching myself.
For sure. And I think that's another thing, too, like, that makes a lot of sense. I wanted to know too, like, have you ever stayed in a situation that was unhealthy, but you didn't know how to let go?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All the time. But I think that's due to my sensitivity because, like I said once before in your podcast, my sensitivity gets mistaken as a weakness when mm-hmm. in reality it's a superpower. So I feel like in certain situations or in all, it can be taken advantage of because people can see how sensitive I am to them, myself, and everything around me.
Do you feel like those situations, it causes you maybe to possibly, like, do you feel like your heart gets hardened in those situations?
Absolutely. That's when you start to feel the pain and you start to feel numb and you start to feel jaded. And you don't want to feel it anymore. So you're forced to sit in those emotions.
And you know what's so crazy? I remember this one time I was going through this situation, and my mom, she saw me, like, break down. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, son, I used to just be just like you. But, you know, people hurt me, and it hardened my heart. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, although I know I've been hurt by people, friends, all kind of people, I never wanted it to allow me to harden my heart. You get what I mean? Like, I want to guard my heart, but I don't want to harden my heart, you know? It meant something to me when my mother told me, like, I was just like you, you know? And I just wonder, like, when I think about so many people in the world who deep down on the inside have been kind, you know, beautiful people, but because of the situations or the circumstances or the relationships that they've been in, it caused them like a ripple effect.
Right,
you know?
And you don't remember them for being kind anymore. Like, it becomes an unkind situation. Like, I feel like the hardest part for me when it comes to letting go is the uncertainty. Like, I'd be so uncertain, and I'd just be on a fence about everything. And once I become confused and my reality gets distorted, it's just like, this isn't going to work for me anymore. Like, this doesn't serve me.
For sure, and that's why it's important, and that's why I said to go back to choosing you and loving you, falling in love with you, knowing what's the non-negotiables, you get what I'm saying? Not just being okay with just being with somebody just for the sake of being with somebody, because I realize, like, most people, like, don't even like themselves. Don't even want to deal with themselves. Always got to be with somebody. Can't be by themselves for nothing. You get what I mean? So it's just like, that's a problem when you don't even like you, when you don't want to deal with you. And if you don't like you and you don't want to deal with you, then...
People don't like you and don't want to deal with you. Like, it's all a self-reflection.
For sure. So, all right, we got a caller number two. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ricardo. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hello.
I'm going to say hello to your beautiful guest as well. Nice to hear you talk. Everything you're saying is just so true and so important that people take it in. Like Jerry was saying, you know, when you get older, you learn to let things go easier. And that's true. But let me use this analogy. If you take a piece of furniture and you don't want to, you paint it, right? And you don't want to take the old paint off when that paint starts wearing. So you just paint over it again. And you keep painting over it and painting over it and painting over it. And eventually, each time you do that, it's not going to last as long. It's not going to be as fresh and new. And then eventually it's going to crack and all those layers are going to come through. So it's important that we learn how to get rid of those layers. You know, with a piece of furniture, you can just go in and sand it off and start fresh. But with your own person, you have to learn different things to be able to, like you said, relax, love yourself, start new, cleanse, you know, get rid of some of that trauma and circumstance. And, you know, trauma's there and happens and it's in your life and you have to deal with it. Circumstances sometimes can be changed and sometimes they can't be changed right away. So it's important that we learn how to try to deal with these things. And one of the things I'm learning as I'm going through so many things right now is how to do deep breathing. And I know people talk about that a lot, but it's not something that you can just, you know, do. You have to kind of learn how to do it. I mean, I drive an hour once a month to go to a meditation class. It's actually called a mindfulness class. But I go because I know how to meditate. I know how to do it on my own. But it's better when somebody's doing it with you. Like you said, take someone along with you to show you. But even if you're just starting, learn how to take those deep breaths for 5 minutes, because when you breathe in, you clean out your cells. The oxygen goes to your brain. The oxygen goes to your blood vessels. And when you exhale, you get rid of that stuff that's bottled up inside of you like that old paint. So it's important to, like, as we deal with these things in our lives, to learn how to love ourselves, cleanse ourselves, respect ourselves, and ask for help, just like you both said. So I think your topic is wonderful tonight and really important that people take all of that in, because it'll just fix the things that are hurting you inside. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I love that analogy with the paint, too. Like, I'm like, wow, that's a good analogy. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much for calling in. Really, really appreciate that. All right, you guys. So up next is track by international DJ legend, Dr. O.
Just trying to figure it out. Trying to believe God. Trying to watch the words on the mountains. Trouble come and go. Even on the mountains high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh, never let your faith go. I've been there before. So confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out. World so crazy, might as well stay in the house. You're trying to rise up. Got terrorists aside. They look like us, but we know who we trust.
Tell him,
we gon' be alright.
Tell him,
alright.
can't hear ya. Real loud, say.
See? We gon' be all right.
Let's go.
We gon' be all right.
You say.
We gon' be all right.
Tell him.
All right.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, in these last days, evil times will come and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murders, human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rage, trouble to stay, shabby appearance of
peace.
Oh, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. And let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the dark.
Hey, even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know after the night.
All right, you guys, we are back. So we have a caller in queue. Caller 3, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ricardo. This is Mo Garman calling from Breaking the Silence. How are you?
Hello. Where did you say you were calling from?
I just said I was.
Oh, Breaking the Silence. Okay, shout out to Philly.
I love your topic tonight, self love, and I also wanted to support your show. Basically, self love is kind of like what you were talking about. You need that in order to love someone else, and you have to know how to appreciate and have respect for yourself before you can appreciate and have respect for someone else. You know, I found that I had to have a little bit of a love affair with me before I could have a love affair with somebody else, you know? So that
was
me buying me flowers. I had to buy myself flowers. I bought myself dinner and took myself out alone and went to movies by myself until I felt comfortable with it, you know? Until I felt like it was like as easy as breathing. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Then I was able to give and reciprocate love to someone else, you know?
Wow. So I had a question.
Wait a minute, Ricardo. I got to come on. She had stepped on my toe there. Mo Garman, you just said something that is so archival to our network, you know, going back to the great Ricky R. Jones, right? If it's not like breathing, don't do it. And that's something that Ricky R. Jones really taught, you know, as, you know, our matriarch, you know, archivist, you know, and that's in everything. That's in what you believe in, okay? If you believe, then it should be easy as breathing. There should be no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all go through pains and trials and tribulations. We must be better in loving ourselves. Go ahead, Ricardo. I had to come on. You know, it is what it is. Hey, Taj.
Hey, how are you?
I wanted to ask, how did you get to that? Like, I love that. Like, basically, you're like dating yourself. Like, so what inspired that type of change? Like, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to start basically dating myself, essentially?
It was kind of funny because it started from reading Yolanda Van Zandt. I was reading one of her books. I can't remember the title, but she was basically talking about singing a love song to yourself. Like whatever it is, your favorite love song, change it. And instead of you imagine you singing it to someone else, imagine you singing it to you. And from that moment, I was like, I am going to have an affair with me. I'm going to love me. I'm going to do those things for myself. Yep.
It really was
a very natural transition.
Yeah, that's amazing. What would you say? And I'm gonna let you know, but because it's like this is good. But like, what would you say to someone out there who may wanna do something like that, but they don't know the first steps, like in dating themselves, and you know, and
the first and step, just, the know. First step is to just try, right? Every day is gonna get a little bit better. So kind of you have to write yourself a plan, like today I'm going to take myself to the movies, or today I'm going to have myself a bubble bath and with rose petals and champagne or with wine, and I'm going to light candles. You have to do those small things for yourself. So you set small goals, and then you just move and advance forward from there, and you do something for yourself every weekend, you know, start like that, because during the week it's kind of hectic, but you try to do those things, or when you feel like you're getting lonely, do those things and come up with a list beforehand so that when those lonely triggers kick in, you have something to do for yourself.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. That was very
helpful. I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And when is your show, your next show?
My next show is on November 3rd, and I'll be interviewing Dr. St. John, and we'll be discussing healing from childhood trauma.
Ooh.
Nice.
November 3rd. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm definitely going to be tuned into that show, listening. November 3rd. So, Taj, why should people let go of people, places, or things that, so you're a mom, right? You're a mother.
Absolutely.
What would you say to your daughter? You know, it was so crazy when I think about it, like you're a mom and the things that you've gone through with, you know, maybe friends or a man or whatever. And then I know that you would never want your daughter to go through those things. Like what would you say to your daughter who, if she was in a situation where somebody wasn't appreciating her, wasn't valuing her, like what type of advice would you give her?
I would basically tell her, like, even though it hurts, letting go could be looked in a negative light, but it's also a form of love, because you always have pros and cons to things. So I would just shed light on it. Like, you create a healthier relationship based on the respect and understanding, and by letting go, you release that control and you allow people to be them.
And then you know what too, like I love that, and I also realized like I kind of lost my train of thought, but I just realized that it's really important because you know, like what you were saying, I'm asking about your daughter and you giving your daughter advice and you telling her basically like, you know, you're giving her good advice. But I realized that even with children, Taj, I realized that as a teacher, kids are really watching your behavior.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's just like we can easily say X, Y, Z, don't do this, but they're watching us. So I was listening to Dr. Miles Monroe. He talked about a lot of us who are older and who might be an uncle or our parent. A lot of times we grow up and we're telling these kids, like, oh, go do your homework or go read a book. But then we don't show up and we're not reading. We're not educating ourselves. We on our phone half of the time, or we're watching TV. So
right,
children
are autopilot.
Exactly. So it's like kids are watching it and they're watching us. So it's just like you said, go back to school. You saying, you know, read a book. You're saying this and that, but you're not furthering your education. You're not doing X, Y, and Z. So I realized, like, you know, the children, the ones that's coming up, you know, after us, they're watching what we, how we live, and not just what we say out our mouths. Track by international. You want to say something real quick?
No, I'm listening to you.
Oh, track next by international DJ legend, Dr. O. All right, you guys, well, we are back. Caller number four, who are you and where are you calling from?
Caller, you're there, live and direct. Okay, you're back on ice. All right, continue, Ricardo.
All right, so we were just talking about Taj's about, you know, about our brother children or people from behind us that are watching our behavior. So that's why it's important for us to always live in a way. It's always important for us to live in a way where that not only honors our children or the people that's coming from behind us, but also doing it behind closed doors too. And I have realized that too about integrity. You get what I mean? Having integrity when nobody's watching, when you can make the wrong decision behind closed door and you still decide you know, I'm going
to
be the
right. Your best behavior, because the best way to see someone is to not look at them.
Say that again.
I said, and to be on your best behavior, because the best way to see someone is not to look at them.
What does that mean?
So, of course, when you're watching someone, they're going to be on their best behavior. But it's when you're not watching, is what type of behavior are you on?
I just love what Taj just said. Taj, you just said it. You stepped on my toe again. Do the right thing when no one's watching. Do the right thing when no one is watching. Outstanding performance. Outstanding results.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
That's real, and it's real, you know, to make sure that you're doing the right stuff or whatever, like not just to get rewards, you get what I'm saying, but to make sure that your heart, you know, you're constantly, and you know what, the one thing that I was talking about with, when we were talking about letting go, I never said to pray, because I think that's important too, because sometimes, like, you might not always know, you know, sometimes we allow ourselves to let everything based on, sometimes everything is based on how we feel, and not realizing that sometimes, depending on what situation you're in, sometimes you need to stay. You get what I mean? Everybody's situation is different. It could be a marriage, it could be a, you know, a friendship, a brother, like whatever, but I realize that prayer, you get what I mean, it's important, you know what I mean? Because what if it's something that you're learning from that person? What if it's something that that person needs from you? And when we just get up and just go based off of emotion, you know, it's a reason why God do everything. So I think that's one of the things that I didn't put in prayer. Pray. Ask God, like, you know, what to do. You get what I mean? I look at situations, even sometimes hard friendships and hard relationships, even with your parents sometimes, like, or with your significant other, it can get tough, but that don't always mean, like, to fold and leave either. That's why I say, like, when it comes down to letting go, it really all depends on the situation.
Right.
You get what I mean? Just because things get rocky or it's hard, does that mean the first time we have some type of trouble, we just, like, just be done with people? You get what I mean? So it all depends on, like, what the situation is, what the circumstance is.
And also be mindful of the things you say. There's so much power in the tongue. Because essentially what you fear is what you attract. So if you fear that something's going to happen. So if me in your head, rent-free, and you're constantly thinking about it and you don't want it to happen, eventually you're going to attract that. Because you don't want it to happen so much that fear is starting to take over your body, your mind, your soul, everything. So it becomes just that.
Wow. So you wind up becoming like you
your
wind
thoughts.
Up.
Absolutely.
So you wind up kind of, you know, basically intertwined with these people. Then. So you're just trying your best to not deal with these certain type of group of people.
Yeah.
So much that you find yourself, it's almost like, what that makes me think of, it's almost like a person that's like doing all their precautions of like not getting COVID, and you're wearing your gloves, you're wearing like 3 or 4 masks, you get what I'm saying? You're doing everything in your power to not get it, and then you wind up getting it from the least thing. Like, how did that even happen? So it's really, really interesting that you say that about attracting that type of energy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really, really real. How important, like, do you think it is to be still in those situations?
It's like, very important. It's very important. You have to listen. People don't understand that this physical plane that we're in, we're just observing. This is our body. We're the observers of our body. So you have to be very conscious and very aware of everything.
When you said that we're experienced, like, what does that mean to you? Like, how would
as far as being an observer of my body, so it can be something as simple as me having a tummy ache, right? I don't know the root of the problem, and I'm ignoring it. Just pay attention to the small signs.
Right, and it's about taking care of ourselves. And they say that y'all, as women, they say women have, like, women intuition.
I mean, yeah. I feel like everyone has intuition. It's like, it, they say that women's intuition is more heightened. We operate on different hormones. We female has more hormones or certain hormones more than men and vice versa. But I feel like we all have to trust our instincts. It's not just the feminine part of it, because everybody embodies feminine and masculine energy. Me is the yin and yang. I embody the feminine and masculine energy. It's just what overpowers what.
For sure. That's real. That is so true. I was listening to this thing earlier, right? And it was so real. And it was just talking about, and it really hit me. I was listening to Erica Campbell, and she talked about fear, right? And she said that sometimes we can begin to have more fear than having faith in God. And I'm like, that thing is so real, because it's like, we can say all day, like, oh, we trust God, we trust God, we trust God. But
sit and worry ourselves to death.
Exactly. So it's just like you have more faith in your fear than having faith in the God who created you, and the one who is, you know, the one that's just there, the one that loves you, the one that cares about you. And when she said that, like, we'll have more faith in our fear, I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, I've never heard nothing like that before. And I'm just like, it was like a reality check also for me, like, because a lot of times when it comes down to us, especially people that are believers in God, we can say, like, okay, God, we trust you, right? But I'm trusting you with this, but guess what, God? I ain't trusting you with my finances.
Which doesn't make sense, because, like we just previously spoke upon, faith is like breathing. You know you can breathe air and everything, but you can't see it.
Ooh.
It's the same thing with faith. The same exact thing.
It's so true, and it's so real. So it's just like, that was like, I don't know, it's just like, it really hit me. Like, how many times do we have fear? How many times, like, we allow fear to control our lives, or we won't step out and we won't go do whatever that thing is that we're supposed to do. I don't know if on this show, if I was talking about what I was talking about lately, just about how we all, I've been going on my lives and I've just been talking about how we all have seeds. We all have a purpose, a calling. We all have things that's deep down on the inside of us. And what I realize is like, when we're talking about letting go, right? Sometimes I realize that sometimes people find themselves in such bad situations that the person may drain the life out of you. So the thing about it is, and a lot of times people are distractions too. Like, everybody that come in your life or whatever is not sent to be a blessing. Some people come in your life to be a curse.
Okay. Absolutely.
So we have to also decipher, you feel what I'm saying? Like, who is who? You get what I mean?
I wouldn't say necessarily a curse, but a lesson.
No, people do come in your life. Like, do you understand that some people are literally born for destruction? Like, when we go back even to the beginning, right, when Eve was carrying Cain, do you think she knew she was carrying a murderer?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
But like you said,
wait a minute. I know exactly what Ricardo is talking about. You stepped on my toe again, Ricardo. I love this show. First of all, if you go in somebody's house and you talk about, you know, someone coming in your life to be a curse. Now, how can you help them? You go in their house and you start dating them, and they ain't got no water on in the bathroom, and they tell you that you got to wash up in their kitchen sink. And then give you a hard behind dish rag to wash it behind with. That's a curse. Run. You know what I mean? No one should be giving you a dish rag that's standing up in the corner.
Yep.
Like, no. Like, you should know if
that
the children are coming at you and say, hey. Listen, the kids come like, hey, yo, man, can I get something to eat? And you give me some money. Your mom ain't got nothing in the refrigerator?
No, man, you know. You know what I mean?
And it's a three-year-old kid talking to you like, yo, man, you know what I mean? I need something to eat, bro. Like, what, bro? Let me look at the refrigerator, bro. There's nothing there but baking soda and eggs. That's a curse, y'all. That's a curse, man. You know what I mean? You need to plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yo, not baking soda and eggs. That is funny. So, Taj, I want to pick up this conversation back in November about letting go. Next time I want us to talk about letting go of jobs, you get what I'm saying? Maybe even letting go of deceased ones, you know, like I had said, I don't know if I said this on this podcast, even about letting go of loved ones that we love and not allowing ourselves to die with the dead, because a lot of us do. You get what I'm saying? Like when someone passes on, it is your responsibility to make sure that you continue to live your life. And that, yes, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. Because one thing about life is so unpredictable, you know. And one of the girls said this to me, and I'm going to let you have your final thoughts. The girl at my job, her cousin, and you know this, Taj. Remember the girl Stephanie that got murdered in the city of Trenton? Remember the girl was on the ground, like they got her boyfriend basically murdered her and left her for dead or whatever, and the little girl was in the back of this, their brand new baby was like in the back seat of the car. She said she was crying. We were just talking, and she was saying, Richard, you know, I lost my cousin Stephanie or whatever. She said, do you realize that the day she met him, her life was set up for her to get murdered? It's like, and this is what I'm talking about, where we align ourselves with people that come in our life to curse us, because you don't know what people go through in their childhood. You don't know. A lot of times we want to save people, and you don't know what people are battling in their mind. Mm-hmm. So she said the moment that my cousin got with this man, she said then now her, she already was sentenced to a death sentence. I was like, wow. So there's literally people that's assigned to your life meant to destroy you. And this is why I would say, this is why it's so important, y'all. Like, when we out here, that's why God, like, listen, don't be having sex before marriage. You get what I'm saying? Because there's so many reasons not to, soul ties and all of that, but it's just like, it's a lot that comes with that. But we'll pick that up and we'll talk more about that. But what she said to me that blew my mind, she said, Richard, I lost my cousin. One of her ex-boyfriends had blew his head off. You get what I'm saying? It was so crazy because she had, her ex-boyfriend had called her. The mother had died. And the ex-boyfriend had called her, was talking to her. I guess he was inebriated. He was ready to kill himself. And she told me, she said, Richard, I don't even know how. Like, after he killed himself, she said, I wound up finding him. So much that when she went to find him, the cop, you know, the police or whatever thought, you know, she had something to do with it, which she didn't. So she wound up going through a lot with losing a lot of people. But she said, you know what? Even though I lost my cousin, even though I lost all of these people, she said the worst is still not yet to come. And that thing hit me because I'm like, dang, like that's so true, because you still have people in your life that you love and you look at and you like, yo, I could never see myself with. I have a mother that I adore. I have a father that I love. And even though sometimes I get fixated on my brother's death and my stepmother's death, my grandma and all of these people, but there are people that's in your life right now that you can love on, that you can make right with, that yes, y'all might not always agree. Sometimes y'all might disagree. Sometimes y'all might can't be with each other all the time. But take these times while we're in these unprecedented times where people are dying left and right. Make amends, forgive, and create boundaries, you know? So I just wanted to say that the worst is not yet to come. So, Todd, you want to just leave them with your social medias and, you know, everything, and, you know, tell them where they can find you.
So Facebook, my name is Liz, L-I-Z Wilson. You can follow me on Instagram, LI3ZZZY_7. And one thing for sure and two things for certain, everything that you're experiencing right now is temporary. Oh, every pain, hurt, ache you're experiencing right now is temporary. And this too shall pass.
I love that. And listen, you guys, make sure y'all tune in for November. I believe our show is like November might be November the 9th?
Yes, it is.
November the 9th is our next show about letting go. And we're going to talk about letting go of loved ones. We're going to talk about letting go jobs and letting go of circumstances. All right, you guys. So it's In Goldie Time, everyone. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Dr. O.
So good.
I just love me some Ricardo Richard and what he stands for, and you know, taking up the mantle for Pastor Kevin Perry in, you know, inspirational, outstanding thesis and transcript. And I love what, you know, he brings to the table here at WBNN. And of course, congratulations to the brother, Ricardo Richard, on his 15th W being an all-time connection record tonight. With the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Fame. I'm so proud of you, man. What more can we say? That has not been said. Tomorrow night, we have a superstar here, just like Ricardo Richard and all of our hosts here, the one and only Beverly Nation. Her name is Tiana Speaks. And, of course, it's for our Latinx community, and we want to represent them well. And, of course, the name of the show is We Were Born to Love You, Yo Nací Para Amarte, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising to a Gozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dunham and Lay Gozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions I want for program tonight? Olay Day Lay. Dining goes from my end, gmail.com. I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dunham and Lay Gozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And we don't get a chance to really honor our sailors and soldiers, you know, with voice. Thank you, Armed Force Radio, to present our show around the world. We're one of the few radio international podcasts that are able to give our wonderful people who serve our country something to glean, sometimes laugh, but always get a positive vibe to help them through their time of service. And now back to class of 2021, Ricardo Richard.
Yes, you guys, listen, I'm so grateful. I'm so excited that for tonight's show. Shout out to Taj. Thank you, Taj.
You're welcome.
For coming on. We broke a record. You get what I'm saying? So shout out to Taj or whatever. I can't wait you guys to come back on. And again, talking about letting go of dead situations, letting go of our loved ones that passed on, letting go of sometimes maybe even job opportunities, letting go of stinking thinking. So again, you guys, listen, I'm just a boy from my East Trenton that just want to be used by God. Listen, the last thing I want to say, listen, Jesus is the reason. Please, again, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, listen, just talk to God. You know, I was listening to this song by Doe, is an artist. It's called When I Pray, and she talked about how a lot of times she doesn't always, you know, have the most holiest words to say, or she doesn't always know what to say when she pray. But she said something happens when you open up your mouth and pray. God wants to hear from us. He's never too busy for us, but sometimes in his life we get too busy for him. So make God a priority, not an option. And you guys be blessed, and see you guys soon. November 6th.
November 6th.